don't define yourself by any emotion or any way of being. So never define yourself as, I'm an anxious person, I'm an angry person, I'm an out of control person. Change that framing to, I learned to be anxious, or I learned to be out of control, or I learned to be angry. Because once you create the separation between the issue and yourself, you have the space to change it.
Hello, and welcome to the Art of Living Well podcast. I'm Stephanie May Potter, and I'm here with my co-host, Marnie Dachis-Marmette.
We created the Art of Living Well podcast to empower you to live your happiest, healthiest, and most authentic life. Each week, we will bring you inspiring and motivating conversations covering health and wellness topics, including fitness, mindset, food, travel, product reviews, and strategies from a variety of experts, including our own bank of knowledge.
We are excited to educate, motivate, and inspire you to change the way you perceive health and discover your art of living well. Get ready to feel inspired.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Art of Living Well podcast. I'm so glad that you joined us today. And I am here sitting at my desk looking out the window, and I have my windows open. It is sunny outside. It's like 60 degrees and it just feels like spring. I smell spring. It's in the air. It's right around the corner. I just love that. While I'm thinking about spring, our spring detox, our spring liver detox is coming up so fast. It's going to kick off on April 1st and run through April 7th. It's a 7-day detox. So for those of you that joined us in January for the 14-day, this is a 7-day detox, which we will run 3 times throughout the rest of the year. And we just love the community that we have created. It's really a great opportunity to take your health to the next level and to get ready for summer. Spring is really an ideal time to detox your liver, reset your body, and you can really reduce your toxic load, bloating, increase your energy, improve your digestion in just 1 week. I love that people learn how to tune into their body's unique needs, and you can really walk away with a set of tools and a better understanding of your own body. We are so proud of our detox participants and what they accomplished in the week or the 2 weeks when they are with us. And we get a lot of alumni that come back, and I think that's just a wonderful testament to how amazing people feel while they're doing this and how accomplished they feel. So again, the detox kicks off on April 1st. We would love to have you join us. The link is in the show notes or on any of our socials. And if you have any questions about it or concerns or are nervous, never done a detox before, just reach out to us. And today we welcome Elliot Rowe. Elliot is a leading expert in mindset optimization for high performers, and he is the number one mindset coach for poker players. His poker clients have won over $100 million and nearly every major tournament title, including the World Series of Poker main event. Elliot's clientele also includes Olympic medalists, UFC champions, Hollywood actors, business executives, and Wall Street traders. His unique mindset coaching system leverages the power of hypnotherapy to eliminate fears and break through mental roadblocks, allowing you to operate in a state of peak performance every day. Like, how amazing does that sound? We were so excited to bring Elliot on our show. Stephanie and I both had a chance to hear him speak, and we were so inspired by him that we just knew he would be a great fit for our audience. On the show today, we're going to talk about what the process of mindset coaching looks like and how people generally know what they need to do, but they struggle to actually do it. And why does this happen? And how can people move through that and change their mindset? And also, like, how do limiting beliefs play a part in this process and tend to hold people back from doing what they actually want to be doing? We talk about his new app, Primed Mind, and how that can help. I've been dabbling in it, and it's really cool. And then we talk about some of the work Elliot's done with various clients, and he shares some stories about how that has gone. We also talk a lot about self-care and how you really need to take care of yourself and build your life and your schedule around your self-care so that that is already built into your day, so you're not struggling to find the time to exercise or meditate or sauna or whatever it is, eat well, meal prep. Whatever it is that you're struggling to find the time for, you're building that into your day. We learned so much in this conversation, and we're excited to share it with you today. So let's welcome Elliot Rowe.
We all have busy lives these days, and no one wants to waste a day recovering after a night out when you've consumed a few cocktails. ZBiotics pre-alcohol is the answer we've all been looking for. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. This pre-alcohol probiotic produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day, instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Every time I have a ZBiotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a big night out, like this past New Year's Eve, I can confidently plan on waking up with energy for a long walk or a workout, and therefore I'm in a better mood than I otherwise would have been. This year I want to form more sustainable and mindful drinking habits on the weekends. This is not an all or nothing approach, and ZBiotics allows me to enjoy nights out in moderation while working towards this goal. Just remember to drink ZBiotics before drinking alcohol, drink responsibly, consume plenty of water, and get a good night's sleep to feel your best the next day. So enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Head over to ZBiotics.com/AOLW to get 15% off your first order when you use the code AOLW at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with an 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/AOLW and use the code AOLW at checkout for 15% off.
Hi, Elliot. Stephanie and I are so happy to have you on our show today. And we both met you this past October in Florida at the IHP conference put on by Dr. Stephen Cabral. And after hearing you speak about mindset and limiting beliefs, we just knew that we wanted to have you on our show so that we could share with our listeners all of your insight and information that you shared with us. And just as a side note, listening to you, we both were like, oh my gosh, we need him as our coach. So anyway, welcome. And we're just really excited to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
And as we just get started chatting here today, one thing that we like to hear from our guests is, what is one non-negotiable that you have as you start your day?
As I start my day? So I start my days with a sauna. So that's how I start. Well, I say start every day. I start Monday to Friday. So my working days start with a sauna and meditation. So that's how I start every day. And it really sets you up for success.
How long do you sauna for?
Until I've had a good sweat for 10 minutes. Okay. So that varies between 30 and 40 minutes usually.
Mm-hmm. Marnie and I both like to sauna, but I will say I haven't quite gotten to the every day, Monday through Friday routine just yet, but
kind of messes with the hair.
Well, yeah, we have an issue with the hair.
getting ready. Another couple of years, I'm going to have no issue with all this.
There's always a silver lining for everything.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. The sooner it's become easier.
Exactly. Well, great, Elliot. So everyone we know has a story, and we would love for you to share with our listeners in a nutshell how you became a mindset coach, and especially to some of the world's highest performers.
Random story. Had a fear of flying. Went to a hypnotherapist. Was very skeptical about hypnotherapy, and she managed to resolve it in an hour, and it completely changed my life. So I went there, memory came up of seeing a picture of a small plane at my grandfather's house, being told it had crashed and killed one of his business partners. And lo and behold, I found out why I had a fear of flying. It was interesting to me because I wasn't aware of the memory, and my parents confirmed it was true. And effectively, from that day, I went from not being able to fly long haul and short haul flights just being miserable for me to flying just being fine. Because of that, I went and got trained as a hypnotherapist, thinking it would just be a hobby. I was working in renewable energy investments, so completely different world.
Wow.
I mean, this is completely left field for me that this became a career. And I started doing it on the side for fun, and it went really, really well. So people were getting change. They were recommending their friends and family, who were recommending their friends and family. And I was just getting a lot of joy out of doing the work. And it just came to a point where I was like, actually, the investment stuff is always really about money. And I was like, right, instead of hunting for money, I'm going to do something that has an impact and I love. And I stepped into doing this full time. I ended up being introduced to the poker world. It went really, really well in professional poker. My clients have won over $250 million. They won all of the major titles in poker. That then got me introduced to other sports, other businesses. So started working with UFC fighters, and I had a few people become champions. Started working with Olympians. I worked with the US flag carrier this year for the Winter Olympics. Then started working with business people, started working with traders on Wall Street, CEOs of companies, founders of companies, founders post-exit. So, trying to manage their emotions once they suddenly have a very large amount of money. And it's really grown from there. So where I'm fortunate is humans are humans. So it doesn't matter if you're a poker player, UFC fighter, Wall Street trader, or someone looking to lose weight. The process is exactly the same. So it's just understanding where the programs came from and what these self-sabotages are, and where someone is holding themselves back. So none of it's industry specific. There's nothing magical about anybody. We're just humans living this journey, and we're programmed relatively easily in childhood. And this is a form of unprogramming the fears that have been added.
It's so interesting. So you had one session with a hypnotherapist and that completely erased all of your childhood drama around flying.
Oh, no. So on flying. So it fixed my flying issue. Mm-hmm. I was an extreme example, which is why I loved it so much. There's not always one session solves a fear. But oftentimes, if a fear is very extreme, your subconscious knows where it's come from. So in my case, it was an irrational fear. Like, I felt like I was going to die every time I got on a plane. My subconscious really knew that this was life and death. And when your subconscious knows it's life and death, it knows where it's coming from. So it was relatively easy. With extreme fears, it's relatively easy to find the source. It doesn't take you from like absolutely terrified to, wanting to jump out of an airplane. It takes you from absolutely terrified to what I would consider normal. So if I'm on a plane and it hits crazy turbulence, I'm feeling it. I'm not loving the crazy turbulence, but it needs to be something extreme for me to feel any emotional response to it now, which I think is probably what everyone feels when they get on a plane to some extent. Whereas it used to be like the taxi ride to the plane was terrifying for me. And the getting on, it just truly felt like I was heading to my execution every time I got on a plane. It's because childhood me had associated planes with life and death because, hey, this has killed someone we know. And I just picked up an irrational fear. And yeah, it was surprisingly easy to remove it for somebody, and it felt like magic to me, and it felt very logical. So this is a process where it's like, oh, that's why I had a fear, and I don't need to have that anymore, because from an adult perspective it doesn't make sense, but to small child Elliot it made sense to pick this up to keep him safe.
Interesting. So can you explain like what the process of mindset coaching looks like?
So, I mean, really what I'm describing here is more a regression hypnotherapy session. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, it looks like guided meditation. So there's no magic. It's not like a stage show. This is just guided meditation, eliciting the subconscious mind to become dominant over the conscious mind. So you're talking someone into a daydream. Once they're in a vivid daydream, they can access their memories in a different way. So we get them to connect into their emotions. Let's say someone struggles with public speaking. So we'll be saying, hey, what does it feel like when you go to step on stage? And in that state, they'll be able to step into those emotions very, very vividly. So they'll say, when I step on stage, it feels like my throat is closing up. It feels like I have a tension in my chest. My heart is racing. Excellent. When else have you felt this way? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What's the next time you think of? And these memories will pop up and they'll be like, I'm doing show and tell. I'm 8 years old. And the class is laughing at me because I stuttered on a word. Right. And we start to get an understanding as to where the fear is being generated. And what happens is the subconscious in that moment has created a program for them saying, you're bad at public speaking. Don't do this again because it's dangerous. You're going to be judged. So every time they try and do it, there's a resistance holding them back. We go back to that memory and we can reframe the memory because memories are malleable. They always change slightly as we go back to them, but we can adjust them towards the more rational perspective. So we go back, we give the child a hug, we tell them that they're good enough. And then we reframe this as, this was the first time you were public speaking. You're not supposed to be good at it. So we switch it from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. This is your first time. Next time will be easier. This is a process. Each time you try and public speak, you're going to learn, you're going to improve, and you change the way the program views things. So instead of, I'm a failure, I can't do this, I'm going to be judged, it switches to, this is something I have to practice at in the same way I had to practice at riding my bike or learning to swim. So we reframe it from a negative memory to a positive memory. And then as we've removed that trigger, the subconscious doesn't have anything to fire on when we go to step on stage again. And again, it doesn't necessarily take them from a 10 to a 1, but it takes them from a 10 to perhaps a 6 or a 7. And that's low enough for them to actively be able to practice and get good at public speaking. Does that make sense as a process?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I'm wondering how hard it is for a person to get into that state where they can, like, what if they don't know where it's originated? Like, how hard is it to?
So they would almost never know where it's originated from.
So how does it come up?
So if we're having a conversation right now and I'm saying to you, where do you think this came from in your past? You probably wouldn't know where any fear or issue or what have you would. When we're in that state, it's, as I say, it's like a deep meditation. These memories pop up automatically. It's very hard to describe, but these memories from your childhood will just start to show themselves. So if I say, I mean, we can probably do some of it, waking version of it. But if you think of anything that you struggle with now, so any anxiety, anything, it needs to create a physical response though. So something where there's a resistance to it, and then dig into that. And then just start thinking back over your life as to the other times you felt that similar sensation. And it can be quite hard to do it consciously, but even consciously, you can sometimes come up with, actually, this is the way it felt when Sarah called me this name at school. This is the way it felt when this teacher said I was stupid. This is how it felt when my dad said I was a mistake. You know, those sorts of things are the things that come up. And they don't have to be this, you know, big T trauma of like terrible things, but it's just, you know, these small moments where you've given too much weight to something someone's told you or situation that happened. And then it's just shifted the way you view your reality and who you are in the world. And anytime there's a physical response, your subconscious knows why it's creating it. And that's why we can go back to those memories. Because if it didn't know why it was creating it, there would be no physical response where these things are irrational. So in my case, my subconscious knew that flying was life and death, and it knew because of this memory in the past. But there can't be the physical sensation without a reason for the physical sensation. So there's always this like trend line back through the memories. I mean, this is my philosophy. This is my belief on how this works. But I've done over 15,000 sessions of this. And this is how I see it.
You can say you're an expert here.
Yeah, I mean, this is how I believe it works. And I don't think, there aren't that many people out there who've done more than I have. Certainly with high performers, I doubt there's anyone in the world who's done more high performance hypnotherapy sessions.
I find this so fascinating. And when we were at the conference, you had us do a little exercise and a lot of things came up for me. I think you had to make a list. Now I'm like blanking on exactly what it was, but it was just really powerful. And we've had one other person that does like past lives regression. And I did like a hypnosis session with her. So I know what you're talking about, but it was going back into your past lives versus this is your current life and diving in. But I can see what you like when you're in that state, how these memories just all of a sudden pop up that you didn't even ever know existed, like what you were talking about.
Yeah. And it, as I say, it's hard to describe, but it makes sense if you've done it.
Right.
So that's sort of the only way I can. Yeah, it makes sense if you've gone through the process, but it's just like, oh, yeah, I remember I was 8 and this happened, or I was 7. And And they start to show themselves, and sometimes very vividly and sometimes very emotionally. Like, it's not rare for my clients to cry as we're working through this, even over things you would think there's no chance they'd be crying over. It's just the child you took on a ton of emotion for something that's, you know, as an adult, seemingly irrelevant.
Yeah. And I like what you said. You made a comment about, like, we've given these small moments, like just being in school and being made fun of for how you spoke, or, you know, the first time you were public speaking, and these programs that have then blocked us from being able to do what we want to do for many years. So this is powerful stuff. And we have a lot of listeners out there that are wanting to make changes, that are wanting to incorporate new habits into their life. And it may not just be weight loss, but it's a lot of it's stress and sleep and other areas of their life, just being more present with their family, for instance. But they can't do it. You know, they haven't been able to ingrain these habits into their day-to-day lives that they want to. So I don't know, maybe you can dive into, like, people, the fact that people want to do this and they can't.
I mean, usually you've got to remember, subconscious is always trying to keep you safe. It's not trying to make you successful. It's trying to keep you safe. So if you've eaten, you've got a roof over your head, ideally you have a community and a partner. Your subconscious is like, job is done. We don't need to push outside of this comfort zone, because outside of this comfort zone is potentially dangerous. And that's why you see people stay in irrational situations, because what they know is safe. And unfortunately, with health, there can be some secondary gains to substantial health issues. And this is something that I don't think gets talked about an awful lot. Before I was working with top performers in different industries, I did work with a number of people on weight loss. And a sort of a sad thing that comes up, it does come up very frequently, is when I was working with women with extreme obesity, almost all of the sessions ended with a, why are you holding on to this weight? I was sexually assaulted. It's safe for me to be overweight because I won't be assaulted again. So the subconscious has decided that holding on to the weight will keep them safe from a further assault. I've had other people come up with, I don't want to lose weight because I'm scared I'll leave my partner if I lose weight. So they think their optionality is going to change. It's going to damage their life because they don't believe their partner wants to get healthy. And if they suddenly become an awful lot healthier or more attractive than their partner, they're scared about the dynamic change that happens. For other people, there's a, you know, an excuse around getting well. You know, what happens if you let go of this illness? Well, I get less attention. I have no excuse not to be successful. You know, so I would always say to someone who's struggling with a repeating pattern around health, where they say, I really want to change this. I really want to let go, but they're struggling to let go. Write a list of what would be scary about releasing it. And there's usually some things that go on that list.
Well, it makes me think, it actually makes me think about a client that we talked to recently, who is interested in eating healthier and not drinking as much in social settings, but he was worried that people would consider him to be less fun if he was drinking less, even though he's still a fun person. It makes me think
and that's the secondary gain.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's the secondary gain? People think I'm cool because I'm a drink. Where did you learn that? Well, when I was 8, Uncle Eddie was the fun uncle, and he's the one who drank a lot, you know, something along those lines. Or at college, I was really uncomfortable, and then when I started drinking, everybody liked me.
And right? I think I think that's super common here.
Yeah. And I you sort of get this, drinking is cool. And then it's very hard to let go of drinking, even when no one else finds it cool anymore. It was cool maybe when you're 21. But that program is there, and you need to dig into it. And say, you know, is this actually that I want to be drunk and I want to have bad sleep and deal with all of those things? Or is this that there's another program that I'm insecure or I'm struggling and it makes me feel safe to have a drink in my hand because people will accept me if I have a drink in my hand?
Marnie and I are thrilled to share two new products that we've both been using daily for several months and are loving the results. Do you need better nutrition, improved energy or focus, but don't know how? Well, Energy Bits Spirulina Algae Tablets are your answer. They are effortless to take and organically grown. These bits of food are 100% spirulina, which is the most nutrient-dense, antioxidant-rich, high-protein food in the world. You just swallow or chew a few tablets each morning or whenever you are tired or hungry to improve your mitochondria, your energy, your gut health, focus, and reduce your hunger and cravings. They also replace the need for your caffeine. Energy Bits are safe for the entire family and pets love them too.
Maybe you want to improve your gut health, support your detoxification, or add more green nutrition into your diet. Recovery Bits chlorella tablets are the perfect solution. Recovery Bits USDA certified chlorella tablets are bits of food that strengthen your immune system, protect you from colds or viruses, remove toxins, speed recovery from a sports injury, and add vegetables and greens to your diet. This will help ensure that you're getting your greens on a daily basis. The Recovery Bits also help you enjoy better sleep when you take them before bed.
I've noticed a big improvement in my sleep. I'm sleeping much more soundly, not waking up at night. And when I do wake up in the morning, I have so much energy and just feel really well rested.
So if you're ready to supercharge your energy, health, and longevity, head on over to energybits.com. That's ENERGYBITS.com. Use the discount code LIVINGWELL for 20% off your entire order.
So it's sort of exploring these secondary gains to what otherwise would look like irrational decisions. And as you can get an understanding and awareness of why you might be making these irrational choices, then you have more power over making change.
Right.
And if you're not aware that you're trying to keep yourself this way, very hard to have power over it because the automatic program kicks in and you don't even know where it's coming from. It's just like, oh, that was strange. I just went to the fridge again and I ate. And if it's like, I went and ate because my subconscious is scared for me, it's scared of me being healthy, of being attractive, then you can put up a different type of battle and resistance and see some change.
This is so powerful. I think that the drinking example, Marnie, that you mentioned is very relevant to a lot of adults, a lot of middle-aged adults that you and I, you know, or interact with. There's a lot to unpack there.
Well, I mean, it ties into those limiting beliefs, right? If I do X, Y is going to happen or whatever it is. So you're suggesting that you really dig into the root of, you know, what that is and where that's coming from.
Well, it's interesting because Marnie, you and I, and just how we were trained as health coaches, that's what we like to do. And kind of with functional medicine, it's getting to the root cause of why you're unable to make this change that you want to make. And what you're saying is you really need to get into that subconscious state to do it. You know, like we're not trained hypnotherapists. Well,
I mean,
so,
I mean, my modality is that. So I'm hugely biased.
Well, but it makes sense because there's only so many questions you can ask someone when they're in their conscious state to try to figure out and peel back the layers and get to that root cause.
I mean,
just taking it to another level.
Yeah, it's definitely easier with the subconscious modalities. So hypnotherapy, EMDR, some versions of NLP. But I do think even just having awareness from like this conversation today, if you sat someone down and you just make them write that list. Hey, you know, you're struggling with your drinking. What are all of the things you're giving up if you give up alcohol? And make them build that list out and then make them justify those things. So you're saying you're giving up your friends. Is that true? Do you have no friends who don't drink? Do people like that person? Do you know what I mean? And you think you'll no longer be funny. Okay, is that true? But like really breaking it down on a piecemeal basis. And I think, as I say, my preference is the subconscious modalities, but I think there are still questions that can be asked and you can really push people into this different level of perspective of where the struggles are coming from, just with a bit of time and a bit of pressure on those uncomfortable questions.
Well, and it even makes me think of clients that I've worked with that say they don't have time to do meal prep, you know, and it's like, you could dig into that, right? Like, do you really not have time or are you not making the time because you're on social media 4 hours a day or whatever it is?
It is never true.
Right.
I mean, it's just never true. It's bad time management. Nobody has no time, you know, even if you're extraordinarily busy, because the truth is you're going to be cooking anyway.
You have to
everyone is eating, they're preparing that, even if it's, hey, you're going on DoorDash and ordering and doing what's have you, but you know, the reality is there is something happening to eat the food that they're eating. And just blocking it all on a Sunday for the week, you know, you just have to borrow the hours elsewhere. But, you know, there is something here where usually it's a good excuse to not do it. Is the easy excuse is I'm too busy. It wouldn't be possible. It's like, okay, you couldn't stay up 1 hour later on a Sunday night so that you don't have to do anything all week for your food. You know, it's just not true.
Right.
Right. So we'd love to dive in, Elliot, and talk about how you work with people specifically, but we know you have the app, Primed Mind. So if you can't, you know, get into the one-on-one coaching, you know, how you, this app can help people and the different topics that it covers, and maybe just walk us through that.
Yeah. So a few years ago, we released an app, Primed Mind, which is suggestion-based hypnotherapy. So there are around, I think 300 to 400 audios helping you deal with different aspects in life, from health and wellness, sleep, exercise, confidence, winner's mindset, determination, starting your day correctly, journaling, etc. So they give, most of them around 12-minute audios, and they run through a hypnotherapy script to help you get into that subconscious state and then reframe. So it's a state change app. So you're struggling for the day, you're feeling anxious, you listen to the confidence audio and it helps boost your confidence for that day. So that's available. We're going to do a deal for the listeners of this. We're going to do a 50% discount on the annual fee. So we'll make sure that you guys have a link that you can share for that. But I would say check that out, and you can just download it on iTunes. Yeah, either of the app stores, so Google Play or iTunes, and on the app store, and just check it out for free. There's about 40 audios that are just always free, so you'd never have to upgrade, but with the upgrade you get the full, you know, over 300. So
I listened to one yesterday, actually.
Awesome.
Yeah, but I was sitting at my desk working.
I just wanted
to try it out. I wanted to try out the app. Really excited to use some of those meditations or audios for state change or whatever while I'm in a more of a meditation mindset. Yeah.
So the best way of doing it is put yourself somewhere calm, somewhere quiet. So lay down on a bed, sit in a chair, get comfortable, close the door and tell the kids not to come in. And close your eyes for the 15 minutes and just try and get as relaxed as you possibly can. And then with any kind of visualization exercise, you get better with it the more that you practice. But really try and make the pictures in your mind as clear as you can. So if it's, hey, I'd like you to picture a beach, you know, what does a beach look like? But also, what does the sand feel like beneath your feet? What does it feel like, the warmth of the sun on your skin? What does it smell like when you're at the seaside? So the more vivid you can make the pictures, the more your mind will accept it. And then the easier it is to get that state change.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I've been trying to do meditations or meditate, not do meditations daily. And I'm up to like 10 to 15 minutes, which is a lot for me. So I'm excited to, I've been using a different app and now I'm excited to experiment with your app.
Yeah, we'll have a play and let us know what you think. Yeah, and then we offer coaching. So I offer to coaching, realistically, my coaching's for sort of very high performers. So typically I'm working with people who are trying to get to number one in the world in a sport or an industry, or they're running, you know, some of the guys running multi-billion dollar companies. So that's sort of my niche area. But I've trained a team of coaches at all price points. So if anyone ever wants to reach out to work on mindset, just head over to elliotrowe.com and there's an application form. And then we have a whole team of coaches at different price points with different specialities. And we can just try and work out who would be the right coach for you and put them in touch.
Can you tell us, like, I'm guessing most of our listeners probably aren't looking to be number one in the world in a certain thing, but you never know. So,
but if you are, reach out to Elliot.
So for those people that aren't, but they maybe are smaller entrepreneurs or they still have big goals for themselves.
Yeah.
What does that process look like with some of your other coaches in terms of, is it like, you know, you meet four times and you're off and running, you're meeting for 2 years. Okay. Like what is.
So we usually sell 10 packages of sessions. They're usually used over 6 to 8 months. So with hypnotherapy, it's not like talking therapy. You don't need to see someone every week. You do one of the deep dive sessions, you bring up these big emotions, you work through it, and then you need enough time in between the sessions to actually see what's changed and what hasn't changed. So the early sessions are a little bit closer together. So they're usually every 2 weeks for a while. And then as we start to see the changes, we put bigger gaps in between the sessions so that there's even more time to test the emotional change. So as I say, those 10 sessions, usually 6 to 8 months would be the average use case. And you should start to see some change after the first few sessions. There's usually some noticeable change if we hit the right memories, the right processes. And depending on what the client is looking to work on, sometimes they do 10 sessions and that's it and they're done. Other times, this is a longer term interaction and they might catch up monthly past that point, or they might have quarterly calls past that point, where they're basically just looking to stay on track. But it depends on the individual and the industry. I mean, I have some clients who do very frequent calls, and that's basically because they're on Wall Street and they want to do a call every 2 weeks because they're trading millions of dollars. Or I've got guys playing extraordinarily high poker games. It's like every Wednesday they play for $1 million and they want to talk to me every Wednesday before they do their call, but before they play their game, those sorts of things. But the normal interaction is 10 sessions over 6 to 8 months.
Okay. That's something I really personally want to explore.
Me too. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. Right. But I'm not looking to be number one.
We have some great coaches. So
yeah.
I can.
Well, I'm sure you do. So speaking of the high performers, it would be kind of fun without sharing names or anything. Could you share a story of maybe it's someone on, looking to be number one on Wall Street, or a high performing athlete or something? A fun story.
Yeah. Some of the stories are public. So I can share one of the public ones. So I was working with a poker player called Federal Holtz, 2015. He had had some success on online poker, but hadn't had any live success, and was struggling to understand why there was a difference between his results in the different areas. We jumped into these sessions, and he started bringing up these memories of being bullied as a child. For being clever in school, so for being successful. And the way that he adjusted to that was to dumb himself down in class to make sure that he wasn't picked on. So he had this habit of, under pressure, dumbing himself down to make sure that he was safe. We worked through those memories and those issues. And I remember at the end of one of the sessions, he was like, right, I'm just going to win now. And then from that point forward, over 2015, 2016, he won about $25 million in most of the major poker tournaments of the year.
Wow.
And then, so it went well.
I hope he gave you a cut.
I know. I was
sorry. Unfortunately, don't work on percentage, but he helped. It was his idea for the app. So the app that we're talking about, Prime Mind, is he was like, this was so incredible for me. I want to be able to share it with more people. And obviously I can only work with so many people. So he was one of the business partners in the app and helped with the funding, because he was like, this changed my life and I want more people to be able to enjoy it. But that's probably a very easy example of one of these situations where someone's holding themselves back. And as soon as we release the brakes, we can see the true potential be seen. And obviously, not everyone gets those results. you have to have the potential, but if someone's holding themselves back, we can free it. We can actually find out just how good they can be.
And I'm even thinking it, like we're talking money here or athletic performance and things like that with business owners, but what about just your relationships? Like how you interact with your spouse and your kids, if you're like freaking out at them all the time and just having lots of triggers. Like that has nothing to do with, your job or your career, but that's a really important part of your life, your relationships with your friends or your family.
It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Because it's irrational behavior. What's happening is something is triggering you and you're going back to 5 or 8 year old you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if you find yourself shouting and screaming, that's not actually an adult response. That's 8 year old you who, when she shouted and screamed, used to get her own way. Right. And that's how we interact in our household. Then we can work through that. And again, it's just educating the younger self, doing the inner child work, reframing the memories. And it can have a huge difference on people's quality of life. Again, most of my, I don't do very much of that work at all because most of mine's with high performance, but the process is identical. It's an identical process of, okay, why are you acting in a way that if you looked in from the outside, you would judge? So if this was one of your friends you were watching, you'd be like, that seems a bit extreme, right? Whenever that's the case, there's a reason for it. Because you know what to do. Looking in from the outside, you know what to do, but you're not capable of doing it yourself. And therefore, it must be a subconscious program because logically you have the answer. And that's with all of the work I do. And I think it's a big definition of like whether someone needs a mindset coach or a strategic coach is if you don't know what to do, you need a strategic coach. So if in your business, you don't know the next steps, or in your health, you don't know what you need to do for your health, you need someone to teach you what it is you should be doing. If you have that information and you can't do it, that's when you need a mindset coach, because you know what to do, but you're not capable of doing the things you already know how to do, because more information is not going to help you. That's not the issue.
That's my issue, for sure. I need a mindset coach.
Barney, that's what he had us do at the conference.
Yeah, no, I know.
And I was like, yeah, I don't need a strategy. I've already done all those courses and people telling me what to do. Yeah.
It's so interesting because I think that every single person has these limiting beliefs. Everybody out there, right? There are very few people that are naturally able to just go do everything they want to do, right?
I would say everyone has them, but they just have them at different levels.
I was going to say that scale of 1 to 10 that you talked about.
It just depends where they hit. So there's these like, you're completely correct. Everyone has them. And it's like, it allows you to get to a certain level whilst you feel so safe and comfortable. And then to push into that next zone, there's this resistance. And then,
yes,
you know, another couple of years, there might be another resistance that shows up in some other way.
So if there was one thing that you could leave our listeners with that they could do today, what would it be?
So the first thing is just sort of a thought exercise. And that's really just don't define yourself by any emotion or any way of being. So never define yourself as I'm an anxious person, I'm an angry person, I'm an out of control person. Change that framing to I learned to be anxious, or I learned to be out of control, or I learned to be angry. Because once you create the separation between the issue and yourself, you have the space to change it. But if you don't have that space, it's very difficult to make any change. So if someone, one of your clients is struggling with health, is I'm just an unhealthy person, I'm just someone who eats bad food. No, you're someone who learned to eat fast food, right? There was a point where you learned that that's what you should be doing and that's what's tasty. Or you learned to drink. You know, 8-year-olds aren't drinking. You weren't naturally, no one, or very few people, I'm saying no one, likes wine and beer the first time they taste it, mm-hmm. right? You have to right. learn to like alcohol. Like mm-hmm. that's, right. you know, your first sip of vodka usually isn't, you know, your favorite drink. You learn to love alcohol and therefore it can be unlearned, but you're not someone who loves alcohol. You're someone who learned to love alcohol. And by creating this space, we have the gap to make a change. And I think that's just a really useful starting point in any of this kind of work, is it gives you a chance to go back to who the real you is. And I see with the work I do, the subconscious work, we're not programming people, we're deprogramming ineffective programs that have been set up. Mm-hmm. So it's more about taking things away to get them to the real them, rather than adding things on and moving them away from the real them. So every nudge is a nudge towards your true self before you picked up your issues.
I feel like we've had a lot of conversations, Marnie, on this, and it all goes back to, like you said, like getting rid of the programs, getting back to like your inner child. We've talked about that several times on this show. This is so powerful. I feel like this topic just keeps coming into my life too. I'm like, what is it telling me? The universe is telling me something here. This has been, oh gosh, there's a lot to think about. And I love all these like little mini, not exercises, but just lists. I think a lot of our listeners probably like some tactical steps mm-hmm. that you peppered in, which has been really helpful. I know I want to go back and do those exercises as well. And thank you so much for the special offer. We'll link all that up in the show notes, everyone, to get onto that app.
And where can people find you?
So you can head to elliottroe.com. That's ELLIOTROE.com. I'm on Twitter at ElliottRowe1, at ElliottRowe on Instagram. And the app is Primed Mind, and the website for that is www.primedmind.com.
And we'll link all that up, like Stephanie said in the show notes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So Elliot, as we wrap up this conversation today, one final question that we love to ask all of our guests is, what does the art of living well mean to you?
I think it's consistency. So I think the sort of the living well is you sort of plan out your life to make sure that you can do the things you want to do that are going to lead to the life that you want and the happiness you want. So, you know, my family is very important to me. My health is very important to me. And I sort of build my life and times around making sure I have space for those things. But I think really, consistency. I mean, my self-care routine, I'm going to go on a tangent for a second, but I just think it's so important. And I see it with so many high performers. All of my clients are booked around my self-care routine. My self-care routine isn't booked around my clients. Mm. So I have my personal trainer booked in 4 days a week with a personal trainer for 90 minutes. I have a hike or skiing booked on a Friday. I have a masseuse booked in. I have my therapist booked in. I have my business coaches booked in. And that's just booked in for the whole year, right? So nothing changes. And then my clients fit around my personal self-care routine to make sure I can perform for them. And I think a lot of people make the mistake of, I'm going to do my business and fit my self-care around my business. But mm-hmm. it just doesn't happen. If you fit your exercise and your health around your business, there's always another phone call to make. There's always a client who's going to reach out. And I think setting it up the other way around, it just ensures that you're going to live the life that you want to live.
I think that's amazing advice. And not everybody works for themselves, obviously. And so trying to figure out how you can do the things that you want to do to build the life you want to live, I think is a really good exercise, no matter what your career is or what you're doing.
Exactly. And just the consistency part of this, you know, mm-hmm. like you're not going to, if you're trying to gain muscle mass and you only go to the gym once a week or once every 2 weeks, it's not going to happen. Right. So that consistency, and it can just be a couple minutes every day, you know, or 1% reading a little bit more in a book. Yeah, 10% better, right?
1%
better. 1%, that's right. Sorry, that
was yesterday's episode. Everyone can buy a pull-up bar.
Yes, my son has one of those in his room.
Yep.
It takes 5 minutes. It's not easy. If you do them every day, you'll get stronger.
Exactly.
Yep. So, well, thank you so much, Elliot. This has been a great conversation. I think that everyone listening will gain a lot of inspiration, really.
Yes, and insight. As to what's, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure like a few memories came back in my mind just from having this conversation and things that you said and examples you gave. I'm like, oh God, I guess that is me too, you know? I'm definitely going to check out your other coaches here because I think this could really be powerful. So
well, I really thank appreciate you so much. The time. And thank you for listening and the great questions.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Art of Living Well podcast. We are so grateful that you joined us today.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or anyone else you think may benefit from this information. We'd love for you to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and tag the Art of Living Well podcast on social media.
If you want more inspiration in between episodes, you can find us on social media at theartofliving_well on Instagram and Facebook, where we will share snippets from our daily lives and our journey to living well.